The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Here's a little, a couple of questions here. You can answer yes or BS, all right? In the U.S., you have to be at least 18 to legally buy tickets to an R-rated movie.
17.
Yeah, you can see R-rated movies when you're 17. And by the way, it's not even a law.
It's a recommendation.
The Motion Picture Association of America determines the ratings, and theaters follow them voluntarily, but legally they're not required to.
But they wouldn't be fined if they found out there were younger people in the...
No. There's a 14-year-old that snuck into, like I'm sure most of us did. You wouldn't be fined. There's nothing legally that anyone can do.
Yeah.
I just totally
go to whatever movie you want, kids.
Totally pointless. My kids have done it because they were like going to a friend's with friends to see a movie. I'm like, no, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, no, we get in. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they and the kids today who are selling the tickets, they don't give a damn.
No.
It's like, yeah.
No, my God.
Three for hardcore porn. There you go.
Well, they usually know. You know what I mean? Usually you know someone that's working there.
Yeah. They gave a damn when I was trying to buy tickets.
Oh,
wouldn't let me get a ticket to the Blair Witch movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
You were too young for Blair Witch.
You got rejected. You got turned away.
I got denied.
James.
I couldn't buy tickets to American Pie either.
Oh, my God.
They were pretty strict.
Sneak into all those. I had to buy Austin Powers tickets to sneak into the movie you wanted to see.
Did you
open up the emergency exit door.
Look really young?
I don't know. Probably is. Young and handsome.
Yeah.
Young and
before
handsome.
The beard grew in.
And the worst, for my wife, but the best for me. You guys know when I wear a baseball cap, I look like a young child.
Yeah.
Right. A gigantic young child. But we went to a movie together, our first year together, Amber and I got carded at a movie.
Well, that is mortifying as a man.
Well, no, I just look so young.
Yeah. You're on a
date. I thought it was great.
And you get carded to go into a movie?
I was 29. They thought I was like...
That's mortifying. Yeah.
You know, he was one of those, like when the kids get on each other's shoulders. That's probably what they thought.
There's two kids under a trench
coat. Like, this person's tall.
I didn't see it as an insult. At least I was like, wow, I look that young. Amazing.
Yeah, but when you're just trying, you're on a date, you're 29, and you're like, hey, let's go on a date.
It's
and they're
happened.
Like, excuse me, sir, can we see your ID? Are you 17?
I swear to God.
You get out of here, we're going to call your mom.
I swear to God. Where's my ID? Where's my wallet?
Carded from whose is one thing.
That happened. I was at a Detroit Tigers game, baseball hat on with Amber. Same thing. I got carded for beer.
Carded for beer.
I think they
have
to
better.
Card you.
But they didn't card Amber.
Oh, that's weird.
So she was pissed.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's insulting. If you, in a couple, like you always have to.
Yeah, you card both. You question one, you card both.
There's like a rule at some places where they're like, listen, until I think you're 40 years old, I have to card you.
Yeah.
You know, there are some of those places.
Yeah, I got carded for cigarettes the other day and was like, if I was a 17-year-old that looked like this, I'm the most broken 17-year-old that
takes years to become this broken.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
That's the pain of a man in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
But that also falls under the rules, like Chuck was saying. Like, I had to card everybody at the gas station.
Yeah,
legally.
Where people wanted to, like, fight me over it. I'm like, just show me your ID, please. That's all. If you want your smokes, just show me your ID. Like,
that's all you have to do.
I'll get fired if I don't, so I need my job.
When you go to the grocery store, you always have to show your ID.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's just like, I was just like, man, you really think I'm 17?
Jason the Jew's dad snuck him into an R-rated movie. Is that right, Jason?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not quite snuck in, but he took us to an R-rated movie. We were probably like 10 years old, and he was shamed by the guy selling the movie tickets.
Oh.
What movie?
Yeah, what movie?
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was Any Given Sunday.
Oh.
You got an eyeful on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. There's some dongers out in that movie.
Oh, wow.
That's a mark in my brain.
I was thinking sex scenes. There was a couple of sex scenes in that movie, too,
I just remember the locker room scenes. A lot of BBC floating around.
I remember the blow more than the dong.
A lot of BBC floating around.
What a BBC.
It's not something I would have been ready for.
I wasn't ready either. I'll tell you.
Like, oh my God. So what's wrong with me?
The theater worker was like, are you really taking your kids to see this movie?
Yeah, just want to let you know, it's R-rated. And he was like, thanks for telling me how to raise my kids. You're working in a movie theater.
Oh, wow.
Damn. That's awesome. Yeah.
These kids need to see all this. But he didn't tell us about the BBC. Maybe he would have thought about it twice if he...
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Sure, there's lots of BBC in this film. I'm sure you want to bring your children.
The BBC warning. It should be given.
9 to 10 BBCs.
That's a good rating. Yeah, that's a
big old BBC.
Oh, yeah.
So your dad just told him to F off.
Yeah, don't try to tell me how to raise my kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to see this movie and they're going to enjoy it.
See, and I was under the impression, I guess because I'm just Mr. By the Book, that there was, like, I believe AA, is it AA, like adult accompaniment, which, like, your dad could take you
that
to?
That might be different.
Oh, okay. But then I thought, like, R-rated, you couldn't, even if your parents were with you, you couldn't get tickets.
That's, I think that might be the way, because, like, I feel like it was...
You can get R-rated tickets if you're with your parents.
You can? I feel like it was like, growing up in Canada, it was, like, a law. Like that, you couldn't. Like, maybe it's different.
R, you can. R, you can, but
you couldn't bring your kid into like
NC-17, though.
Oh, NC-17, you couldn't. Okay. Maybe.
Most theaters won't even take an NC-17 movie.
Yeah, the real seedy ones.
They're not going to make any money.
Yeah.
It's like taking your kid to like a porn theater.
Right.
Mm.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Andy, you look so official with your coffee.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I thought.
It helps like a joke. Like if I hit,
more sophisticated.
When I hit a punchline, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, when he talked about owls.
Yeah.
When he talked about owls, he's like, I just relate to owls. And then he took a sip.
Yeah. That's how, sometimes it compliments like a nice comment.
Like, I wish you had a monocle.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Why don't those need to come back?
I know.
See, watch, I'll take a drink right after I said that.
Yeah.
Those need to come back.
Sip, sip. Mm-hmm.
So no,
there's something to it.
And people are clarifying. People are clarifying you have to be 21 to buy tobacco now.
Oh, okay.
So they bumped up the minimum age for that. All right, well, that leads right into this next one here. Yes or BS. You have to be 35 at least to be president of the United States.
That's true.
True.
That is true. That is true. You have to be 35 or older to be president or vice president. Meanwhile, in France, Finland, Croatia, and Turkey, 18 and up. You could run for president at 18.
Truthfully, though, you have to be about 70 plus.
Yeah.
Right.
It seems.
You've got to be at least 80.
Yeah.
To get a good shot.
To have a true shot.
We're not ready for anyone younger than 77 in this country.
Well, I try that.
You cannot rent a car in the United States until you're 25. Yes or BS?
Yes. Right? Or is it 21?
It's true.
Yeah, 25.
BS.
Oh, is it 21?
They charge extra if you're under 25, but they do rent cars to people younger than that. Most set the limit at 21, but there's a few as low as 18.
I had to be 25 to rent a car.
You had to be 25 to rent one, too. Yeah. We tried to go on vacation. We couldn't rent a car. We had to use taxis.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite an expensive trip.
So they changed it up since then.
Yeah, they must have. I haven't rented a car in a while.
Now I think if you contact any of them, you can be four, and they'll just, we need them. We need
them. Listen, I need some wheels.
Well, we're hurt, so
just to anyone.
Go ahead, take a car.
Thanks. You guys are slow. Yeah. You guys are real not busy.
Yeah.
In Kenya, you can get a driver's license at age 11.
I'm going to say sure.
Yeah, I don't know
yes
much about
BS.
Kenya.
Yes or BS?
Sure.
Let's say yeah.
Yeah.
BS.
Oh, actually older. Nine. Oh.
In Kenya, you can't drive until you're 18.
Mm. Oh.
Hmm. They're older than us. It's anywhere between 14 and 18 in most other countries around the world.
I'm just going to take a stab that driving in Kenya is wild.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
driving in almost Imagine. Any other different land is crazy.
Yeah.
India. Oh my God. I've seen like video cam footage from my father-in-law when it's insane. It's like, it looked like 14 lanes of traffic, but really it's three.
Right.
But there's a million mopeds and cars and everything you could imagine all jammed in.
They all go different directions too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and traffic lights mean nothing.
Yeah. There's always like wildlife and stuff in the roads and
chickens and cows. And
I think that's probably why a lot of people drive scooters, right? Because they can get around some of that.
That's probably it, yeah.
I don't even know why we did this, but when I was, what was I, like 17 or 18? We did the road trip through Nashville. We went to Graceland. Then we drove through Texas. We were ending up in New Orleans. And we decided one day we woke up, let's cross the border into Mexico.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
And I forget what the border city was. It's not Tijuana, but it's like...
Yeah,
that's California.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to imagine what it was. It was near El Paso, maybe. But it was traffic.
Yeah.
Craziest traffic I've ever seen in my life. People on the side of the road trying to sell us, like, liquid cheese.
Oh, wow.
We just turned around.
Street guys want some cheese, huh? Guys want some roadside liquid cheese?
Sure.
There you go.
That's when I didn't even have, like, ID on me. That's how crazy that the times were then.
Mm-hmm. And you still were able to cross the border?
Yeah, all I had was my driver's license. I didn't have any, like, official passport or anything. And I just crossed the U.S.-Mexican border.
The other side of El Paso, Texas is... in Mexico was pretty dangerous, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, we should not have done it.
Yeah, even in the Tijuana, like, if you cross over from San Diego, it's really dangerous, too.
I'm trying to see. Oh, it's Chihuahuita? I don't know why I'm trying to see what it is.
Excuse me, my good man. We're trying to find Chihuahua.
Is it Juarez?
Yeah.
Is it Juarez? Like,
Juarez is big. I think they have a lot of cartels.
Yeah, there's the border right there. So that's totally where we crossed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Drug land.
Yeah.
They went into drug land.
That's probably why they didn't ID you. They're like, dude, you're not going to need that on the other.
Like, you want to come over here?
Okay. Go ahead, man. Jesus.
Good luck.
Kids are crazy. Yeah,
my first and only time crossing a land border into Mexico. Little 17-year-old naive day.
We're headed to Juarez. We're all going to get matching tattoos.
I don't know what we expected, but
some
it
fun
was
in the
not.
Sun.
Yeah. It was actually fairly terrifying.
What's that noise? Around. Is that firecrackers? No, that's our AK-47 around. Oh, Jesus.
One more question for you here, yes or BS. No gymnast under the age of 15 is allowed to compete in the Olympics.
No, that's got to be BS.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think so.
As long as you're not a professional, right? You're allowed.
It's yes. It used to be 14. Now the limit is 16.
Really? Huh.
The only way you can get in is if you're 15 and you're turning 16 that year. Hmm. There's no upper limit, though. You can be as old as you want.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant.
No, like, the question was no gymnast under the age of 15 is allowed to compete in the Olympics.
Okay.
At the last Olympics, a gymnast from Uzbekistan competed at the age of 41.
That's all they had, you know? They've got one chick who does gymnastics.
I would love to see it.
Actually, let's look her up.
A gymnast in their 40s, when they do their routine, it sounds like bubble wrap being popped.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. It's real. Imagine me doing a floor routine.
It's so graceful.
You know, there's not a lot of, not a lot of flips.
Right.
I dream of it.
I know you do.
There she is, Oksana Chusovitnia.
Good for her.
She's the oldest gymnast to ever compete in the Olympics.
She didn't win. They put her down.
They came back to Uzbekistan to nightmare that real man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't remember seeing her do much.
I don't really. Normally they do those like cheesy intros. I never watched the gymnastics at the Olympics though, so that's why she probably slipped under my radar. Yeah. She became the oldest woman to ever have competed in the gymnastics at the Olympics.
Wow.
Good for her.
She's still recovering.
Yeah. I've been in Uzbekistan hospital for the last 5 years.
My legs is like a rubber. My arms is both a broken. And my back is a snap. I can no longer have children. I have 22 concussions. All of my teeth is falls out.
My God. Amazing. I would love to watch it, though, just to see her in action, to see how, like, she fared.
She probably did good.
Yeah, she probably did.
I'm best in all of Uzbekistan. I used to have to flip out of the way of a pack of wolves every 6 days.
Yeah, she's like, you see her training footage, and it's her doing flips over wolves that are trying to get her.
I am groundbreaking coach to train her.
Mostly, I just make a run from wolves.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any footage of her.
Of course, of wolf. Right.
She does look older, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
So used to seeing young girls.
Well, I mean, when like you said, they're all 14 years old. So
yeah,
it's like, and they're tiny. They're 14 and like the smallest version of people that you can find.
I can't imagine going up against 14-year-old girls. She's, you know, as a in your 40s. Like,
good luck, old lady.
She's 44. She's going to do it again.
Oh, well, they've got no one else.
Mm-hmm.
But watch this. She's like, I haven't quite a gun to drink. Look out there. Ouch.
Oh.
That hurt. Yes, I tell you that the trade to qualify for Olympic Games.
What's up with her eyebrows and hair?
Her eyebrows are like cliffs.
What's happening?
Listen, her eyebrows are going out.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And they're over. They're like, they would shield her eyes from rain.
It helps with the balance on that beam.
The judges will not see her routine because all they'll see are those eyebrows.
Right, they just see two eyebrows flipping around.
Becky eyebrows.
Look at that one go
that's
out.
That's a ledge. That's an eyebrow ledge.
You could rest something.
I thought my eyebrows were long.
Hers have a ridge.
Eyebrows are nothing compared to that. Her eyebrows. Look at her.
Hers have a ridge.
Sure.
When wolves come up to you, you flip out of it. You flip. Do scissor kick. Not be bad, you
amazing. So she's 44 now, and she's going to compete. She was going to compete this summer, but I assume she'll just stick around for next summer when she's 45.
Fingers crossed the wolves don't get her.
Well, my only dream is to one day be able to get eyebrows worked on by them.
I need eyebrow work done. I have a pandemic eyebrow.
My only hope.
To look at that.
That thing, the pandemic. Listen,
the hairdo's not great, number one.
No. It's absolutely the worst hair a woman could ever have.
Is it the absolute worst?
The absolute worst. She could do better than that.
Yeah.
You've seen her as Michaela Kilkin from Homeland.
I went with fancy USA haircut. Macaulay Culkin.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted in whole life was to have eyebrows worked on by a lady from Asian Cantorin.
I have styled my own as of right now.
Literally, she could just take scissors and go across and cut them off.
Yeah.
But they're so ledgy.
Yeah, like what you can't realize is that almost in the way that Spock's eyebrows like went straight up, hers go straight off of her face.
Yeah, they don't go up. They just go straight
like
across.
Straight across.
Like, well, like, look at the angle. It's covering her hairdo.
Yeah.
It's shooting out so far on that left-hand side. Unbelievable.
It's crazy. You've never seen anything
like
it.
That's her real talent.
It is.
Yeah.
It's her eyebrow ledges.
Those things are nuts.
Oh, man. She just needs to, 10 minutes in a real salon.
Yeah, I mean,
they change her up.
Not much.
I woke up to hear that radio show in America was making fun of my eyebrows. It's a band.
Didn't realize I tried to look as ugly as possible to stay away from Uzbeki men.
That could be it. There's older footage of her here, and she still had absolutely horrible young man hair.
Yeah.
His only haircut available in Uzbekistan.
Very fashion forward.
At least she shaves her pits. Like, she looks.
No.
That's a dude.
Yeah, I don't.
People say I look like Keanu Reeves.
I don't think so.
Oh, goodness.
In Uzbekistan is great honor to
look out! Ouch, I fell!
She did fall. And she does fall here, right?
I'm surprised her Uzbekistan.
Look out!
Bush isn't coming out of that thing down there.
It's Bushistan.
I didn't quite stick it. Thank you.
At least she's got a little more feminine hairstyle there.
Everything was going great till I dishonored her family by getting eyebrows tangled in rings.
I've never seen eyebrows that shoot off the side of your head and can cover your ear.
They had length, dude. I've never seen anything like
it. Maybe that's a sign of Uzbekistan beauty.
This is my beautiful. The fact that I look like a big old,
It's a lot about Uzbekistan we don't know.
How do the women look there?
Uzbekistan.
There's got to be five or six really good looking Uzbekis.
Very handsome women.
Yeah, very handsome women.
Uzbekistan women. Let's look it up here.
I'm just assuming it's going to be all like you can buy them.
I was going to say now there's going to be a mail order bride search.
Yeah, history. No.
There you go.
Uzbekistan women and why you want one.
Oh, boy.
Well, man. Well, look at them. Very good. Yeah. It's very strong on plow. Oh, look at the unibrow on that
one. I think that must be their thing. Their thing is
part
brows.
Of their culture.
Yeah.
Crazy eyebrows.
Crazy eyebrows.
Most beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
Crazy
eyebrows. Bottom right. Bottom right.
Whoa.
Oh.
No.
Oh. This is my mom.
My mom, most beautiful woman in all of Uzbekistan, have eyebrows like ICP.
Yeah,
they look drawn.
They appreciate big eyebrows.
That is, a sign of something.
Uzbekistan. That's crazy. You gotta shave those things down.
Yeah. That's why I'm just assuming the bush is out of control.
Oh, for sure. Right. 100%.
Yeah. If you enjoy big eyebrows, you enjoy a big old bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you'd probably be, who knows what would even happen to you if you tried to trim it. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, unibrow.
Unibrows are big there.
Man, I'm moving to Uzbekistan. I must have a bit of Uzbeki in me.
You got some Uzbeki in it? Little Scottish, little Uzbeki?
Yeah. I can grow a hell of a uni.
You become their prince.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is, especially with the older women, it's like.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know what it is? They just don't take care of them. They just don't think it's a big deal.
No.
And they just let them grow.
We all take care of our eyes over here.
They just let them grow to their maximum.
We have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
True.
Last time there was a salon, a pack of wolves broke in and ate 14 women.
Good. All while getting eyebrows done.
Well, if you want to see who we're talking about, a 41-year-old, now 44-year-old, Uzbek Olympic gymnast Oksana Chusovitnia. You can look her up online. She's the oldest gymnast to ever compete in the Olympic Games. And she is supposed to be back for this next Olympic Games that have been postponed until next year.
Imagine at 45, running down some aisle, jumping off some little trampoline springy thing, doing 20 flips and trying to land.
End up in ICU.
Oh, my God.
Well, kudos to her, right?
Yeah.
Kudos to her for doing it. Yeah. And I assume she's rooming with all the 14-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be, right?
It has to be.
They put all the same sports together, so it's like the 45-year-old woman and all 14, 15-year-olds.
She's definitely the cougar at the Olympic Games.
Yes, for sure she is.
Yeah.
Stabilize your eyebrows, someone called them.
Stable. They make me have bisbillions.
If I turn my head to the side, my whole body will fly that way.
I sleep like baby owl, fist down. With the eyebrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A lot of people are watching porn while working from home. A live stream sex cam site called StripChat says 75% of its users have actually been logging in between the hours of 10 and 6. So masturbating on the clock is definitely something that's happening during this pandemic. They get about 158,000 users logging in a day during 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So out of their 210,000 users a day, most of them are doing it during work hours. The most popular time by far, though, between 3 and 4 p.m.
Hmm.
The old afternoon itch, I don't know what that
That's about right.
Yeah.
About 90% of the users log in then, they say. New Yorkers also seem to be among the most titillated during lunch. 10% of their viewers are based in New York. California, though, is first. 16% of their site's viewership comes from California.
Never even heard of that place.
Strip chat?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't either.
75% are tuning in using their phones during work hours. Android makes up over 43%. iPhones, 32%.
I wonder what the big sites like that, like what their numbers are like. So this one you've never heard of, there's 200,000 people use it.
Yeah.
They have like 160,000.
Which in terms of the internet, it's not that many.
No, that's what I mean. But so the big ones,
they have to have
like just millions a day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, for sure. If Strip Chat is getting that many. So, yeah, this is just a...
Yeah. I mean, it's your same
old thing. Oh, I thought it was just people stripping, but no, they're doing lots more.
So
that
this
wouldn't
is,
make it, I don't think. They're just stripping.
Yeah, no, they just strip.
That would be a fail. I wouldn't invest in that.
That's interesting. They got VR stuff, though. Which is, yeah.
Live
so they
VR?
Can interact with VR. That's crazy.
I don't have a VR camera. I don't know. Or like whatever you have to have. Like, do you need Oculus or anything for that type of thing? I don't know.
You're going to look into it.
Time for you to invest in that.
John is in Austin, Texas. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, John.
Prepare to peg, sir.
I'm preparing to peg, sir.
I'd say peg. Right now, peg. Peg!
Ooh. That's awesome. I love when you guys do that. I was a door guy at a club here in Austin for a month. I was the first door guy they hired after they opened up after the pandemic. And it was definitely different for me because I've never worked at a club like that. I've always been a door guy or bouncer somewhere else just for some side hustle. But the people that would show up there, I mean, it ranged from like, not really good looking at all to like younger people. So, and they were all in there and the best way to describe it is it's a giant hotel room. So they don't serve alcohol because if there's alcohol served, it's deemed illegal to bang in the inside. Mm-hmm. And there's like stripper poles and stuff on the side, but like you have to be fully clothed and there can't be any exchange of money. So, and then the other people that would work inside would have to change the sheets.
Mm.
And all that stuff, and there would be like condoms and wipes set out each bed, and like there would be some private rooms. And when I say private rooms, it's like all these small, like twin size beds next to each other, and they would just be divided by curtains. So
just
if the curtains were closed, yeah, just a curtain, and there was like a black curtain and a white curtain. And if all the curtains were closed, like if someone didn't want you to play with their couple or anything like that. Well, there would be a legit a guy upstairs, and again, lucky I'm a door guy, so he was like the jerker watcher. And if there was like a single guy there, yeah. But so like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights were like single men were allowed, but Saturdays were couples only. So there would be so many dudes coming up to the door on Saturdays, and I have to just turn them away. Yeah, I mean, you'd walk in, it's like an open floor bar with like stripper poles on the rights and lefts. It's a pretty big space. Then you look up, there's two floors. There was this giant circle bed just right in the open. So, like, not all the floors, like, not all the rooms were private, but you could just see people just banging and banging and banging everywhere that you went.
One quick question. Average looks, if you could rate them, like, give an average to the people in there on a scale of 1 to 10.
The best was, like, a 7 or 8.
Yeah, the best.
Okay. So the very best.
Right around that 4.
So the average would be, like, 4, 5?
Yeah, 45. But I'll tell you what, man. Like, outside of the lifestyle, like, just looking in, I know the idea is crazy and, like, what they're doing in there is nuts, but they're actually really just cool people and way different than your regular bar crowd. And I learned a lot of cool stuff and met some actually pretty cool people there, but they would always ask, like, you and your wife into it and all that stuff. I'm like, no, I just do this for money, man. Like, I just open your door, take your temperature, and I talk to you when you come outside to smoke. Like, that's it. But they're pretty cool people. But then, like, if you didn't know that they were swingers, you wouldn't know they were swingers. So that's what's such a weird dimension from it all.
Yeah.
All right, John, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Yep.
Here's a reveal. You know who's into VR porn?
Jason.
A little in-house Jew.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Wow. We all knew that.
Dude, you have this VR porn equipment set up?
I'm not into VR porn.
Oh, okay.
That's what somebody who has a VR porn setup would say.
The information exactly. always gets.
I like the idea of an interviewer that like always gets. He fucking sings, like makes it like, crazy
as he intros you.
Jason has an entire suit he puts on,
like Ready Player One.
Total virtual reality.
Well, you've done it. I mean, that means you're into it.
Well, no. I received a Oculus as a gift, so of course the first thing I did with it was see what VR porn was all about.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that I'm into it. VR
you
porn.
Just had to check it out.
Because I have not done it since.
Your review of it is what?
I thought it was, I didn't like it. The dimensions were strange. You know, when you're like looking at it in this crazy lens. So
or like big stretch out titties or something? Or
yeah,
what
it just didn't. And then I felt like a total creep because I realized that I'm just sitting there with this big mask on my face, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And if you looked within the goggles, you know, you just see some cans. And I was doing it for so long that the sun went down. So my like when I took it off, it was dark in my room.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. And you still say you're not into it?
I know. Yeah. You got caught up. It went from day to night.
But wow. He's a virtual boy until the night came.
It just happened to be right around sunset.
Sure.
Those hours.
I didn't do it that long. I just the entire sunset.
Yeah. It was the next day.
Yeah. So I felt gross and haven't done it since.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not something you'd want to be busted in on.
Yeah. Well, that's the
you're
thing.
You're taking a real risk.
You're totally vulnerable.
Yeah. You're totally, totally.
So, Jason, you had no fear that your wife could come home at any moment?
No, she was actually out of town at the moment. I wouldn't do it if there was any kind of chance
of that.
Not when I'm in my full virtual reality suit, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Plug it into the Matrix.
I know.
You got a fleshlight that connects to it.
That's amazing.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It is.
You're welcome.
All right, Jason the Jew, big VR porn fan. There he is.
Not true, but sure. Whatever you want to label it.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for joining us.
We got Jason with us constantly having VR sex this week.
Little Jew-R porn. Mm. This is the thing now. Take down a Confederate statue and replace it with someone else. And now in Tennessee, people there want a Confederate statue ripped down and replaced with a different Tennessee icon, Dolly Parton. They say Tennessee is littered with statues memorializing Confederate officers. History should not be forgotten, but we need not glamorize those who do not deserve our praise. Instead, let us honor a true Tennessee hero, Dolly Parton.
Dave, did you start this?
I did not. I had nothing to do with it.
We've always been pushing for Dolly Parton's statue.
I will say, though, the more I find out about her, the more I realize she is a wonderful woman. Like, she has a Dolly Parton Foundation that gives scholarships to millions of American kids. She's donated millions to organizations like the Red Cross and even recently COVID-19 research centers.
Yeah, I mean, she's awesome.
She's,
she's an incredible woman.
Yeah, she's awesome. She deserves a statue. What a wild statue, huh?
Oh, my God. They better get the tits right. Yeah. That's all I say.
You can see them from the edge of the atmosphere.
You know how, like, in Detroit, we have the Joe Louis fist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, just the tits. Oh, my God. Dolly's tits. Amazing. Amazing. Right there in downtown Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how Dave gets COVID. He goes on motorboats.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's not alone. That's how he gets it.
Yep.
Him and thousands of others.
Right. They find him asleep on top of him.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's
a guy,
fella.
There's a guy who lives on top of Dolly's boobs. <now. laughs>
Girl, get down.
Get down. I will not.
You can do it. Just put your foot on the nipple there and climb down.
So high. They're so big.
It's like a rung.
Yeah. Right? Scale her boobs.
Get out there. Don't fall.
I love it.
I say go ahead. I'm going to sign that petition as soon as we're done here. We got to sound this right now. I haven't done this in a while. Yeah.
You just scared me.
Normally, you just pop on the show now. We don't have to sound the Jew horn. But this, I figured, was appropriate to let you know we needed you.
Okay.
Did you know kosher lube is available?
Whoa.
This is big.
I didn't.
This is big.
I'm surprised you didn't say, let's see why Jason loves kosher lube so much.
Kosher lube lover Jason joins us.
Yeah.
Orthodox Jews can now buy sexual lubricants that have been declared kosher.
Well, I'm happy for them. That's great.
Wet is the company. They make a wide range of lubes, but they now have 8 lines that have been given a religious stamp of approval, including their ecstasy products. That means rabbis have inspected their production plant and researched the origins of every ingredient.
I like it.
To declare them kosher.
Looks very nice.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Kosher.
What's the need for a kosher lubricant? Well, Orthodox Jews spread all sorts of cosmetics over their bodies without checking their kosher, from soaps to exfoliators. But kosher laws don't apply to external products. They apply to internal. Anything you're putting in your body has to be kosher.
Yeah, especially if you're sucking on a Hebrew National.
Yep.
So probably.
I was like, where is he going?
Hebrew National. One of Lisa's favorite dogs.
It is.
So the kosher certification really only relevant to Jews that swallow stuff or put stuff in them.
Hmm.
So they've been waiting for this nod to let them know that they could use these lubes, and now they can.
It's smart. I wish I was forward-thinking enough to find that niche. There's so much money in that, I bet.
Oh, my God.
Like, what have they been doing up until now? Have they just not been able to use lube?
Coconut oil?
Spit.
Is
that kosher?
Kosher?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I thought you were saying that was totally up on it.
I think it is. It should be. I mean, it's just a natural product. I don't see why it wouldn't be kosher. It's a plant. I feel like most plant products.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell really religious Jewish.
He was pretty
folks.
Quick.
Believe me, Dave. They're not listening to us.
Okay. All right. Maybe they're not.
He was real quick.
And still,
I don't think the Orthodox are going to tune in when the shofar blasts in the middle of the summer. You know? Like, what's going on?
You think a better name would be Jube?
Jube!
I like Jube. But it's usually for the boobs.
Yeah.
Right.
But Jube is good.
You got the Jube tube.
Well, if you want to make that, Andy, I'll work with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should.
All right.
Yeah, well, that was a polite way to stay out of it.
I'll put a little yarmulke on you.
No, stay out of it, Andy.
Pretend
you got the hair for it. We got the pay us.
I could get those curls.
Oh yeah, you could. They'd be gorgeous.
Try my lube.
I don't know if you knew this, Jason, but for hundreds of years the Jewish religious establishment has been divided on whether oral sex is allowed.
Wow.
Jason,
what are your thoughts, Jason, on this Jewish law?
Oral sex religion, lover, believe, Jason, what do you think?
Technically, I think they define it as sodomy, so.
Or anal. Wow.
Well, sure, anal, but oral as well, huh?
How does it feel to be such a sinner?
Feels pretty good. Feels pretty good to have violated the Jewish law for so many years. Publicly and privately.
There you go.
It wasn't really on the itinerary in Israel, but...
Yep. Appreciate the sharing, Jason.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for forcing me to.
Go get yourself some Jube.
Yep.
Jewish lube.
There he goes.
Available now.
There he goes.
Away he goes. Back to his Jew game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Let's start here.
Now it's time to play What's Up His
Penis!
What's in there?
What a twist!
What's going in there?
His penis.
It's got to be pretty small, right? I guess you could call this a suspicious package.
Oh, oh yes, wow. Will. Wow. Wow, that's terrible.
No, thank you. Airport security in Belgium stopped a guy who was flying in from Jamaica.
Okay, well, maybe it was bigger than we thought.
Yeah, that's just me, man.
There's nothing.
There's something in his goddamn pants.
Look at that.
Huge.
It actually was a fake penis strapped onto his real penis.
Hmm. Oh.
And it was full of something.
Oh.
Seeds.
I think I know this one.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I gotta exclude myself.
Okay.
Not weed, because who cares about that?
Right. Like, you can get it in Belgium, right?
Or, oh, in Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, he was flying from Jamaica to Belgium.
I don't know that. I don't know what you can get in Belgium.
Mm.
Like, how is it as good?
I tell you, they're not waffles, man.
Not
yeah,
waffles.
Yeah.
No.
That's my best Jamaican accent.
Very good. I'm going to say, so he's got some kind of wiener sleeve. With a compartment. It can't be that big. It's going to have to be something potent. I'm going to go with cocaine.
And we have a winner.
Oh!
It's not clear if a drug dog singled him out or what, but they didn't find any drugs on him initially. He did fail a drug test, though, so that's when they took him to a hospital to do a full examination, and that's when they realized he had a fake penis strapped to his regular penis, and he was hiding 4.5 ounces of cocaine in it.
So he was using the stereotype of a Jamaican man having a gigantic dong
to get cocaine into the country.
Because at first they were just like, look at the size of this guy.
Jesus Christ.
Huge donger. Let's not touch it.
Right.
Let's just...
He has a donger that he can strap another donger to.
Yes.
And 4 ounces of cocaine.
Yes.
They accused him of being a drug mule. He claims he got the drugs in Jamaica while he was there visiting his mom, and he was only bringing them back for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
Just is.
Either way, he's facing up to 3 years in prison. He's going to be back in court tomorrow morning for his sentencing.
How much does it say? How much he had?
4.5 ounces.
Is that like a tremendous amount? Not really, right?
I think it is. Yeah. It's a like fair amount.
How much of a penis would that take up? 4.5 ounces.
You know, I don't know.
How many inches?
I don't know. I did inches, Dave.
You don't know your cocaine weight to inches conversion,
yeah,
Andy?
I don't.
I do.
I just think it's a lot. I don't even know what it looks like.
I'm just wondering how big your fake penis would have to be to contain it. Like, yeah. Would it have to be a 6-incher?
You probably have to have at least 6 inches, probably. I don't know. I'm not up to my donger length.
Yeah, I know.
Mass.
It's tough.
Drug mass.
It's tough. You got to get on top of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lose drugs to donger mass.
Yeah. Yeah.
My adipative. Like, how big would it? Big enough to contain it, but not big enough to attract attention. You know, there's that middle ground
right.
Smuggling there.
I also feel like he had to start off fairly small
to have the other wiener.
Oh, you like know, personally, then, like yeah, his regular his wiener himself. He's a Jamaican man with a smaller wiener,
so that it didn't look too like as if the thing was 14.5.
What would you look up? Smuggling
soft.
Penis? No, probably they wouldn't market it as that.
Smuggling.
No.
Get your smuggling Johnson right here.
I'm going to say this is probably like self-made.
Oh, you think? Like self-fashioned?
Yeah.
It wouldn't probably be a just hollow strap-on?
It's probably... No, because a strap-on...
James is the expert in this.
They have things that are like...
penis extenders?
Like penis extenders, but...
Well, they have like fake penises that people use to pass drug tests.
That's right.
Oh...
So I wonder if it's one of those.
Probably.
Penis used to pass drug test.
James is not an expert on that.
The Wizinator. The Wizinator.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know why I feel like it looked like a real donger.
Well, it does. The Wizinator does.
I think Chuck's right. I think
that's
it's
not the
a
Wizinator.
Homemade device to try to smuggle these drugs. Hollowed out of a strap-on.
But they would notice that, though, when they're doing a check, and they didn't.
Yeah, but they didn't take his underwear off.
Yeah, they didn't find it until he was nude at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they, I think if a dog sniffs something on you, you'd give someone, oh, it's a penis. All right, the Wizinator. It looks just like a penis. So I guess if that's hollow inside, which it would have to be to store fake urine, you could fill that up with cocaine. But I'm pretty sure he didn't spend $129 on that.
No, I'm guessing it was just
in all shades and sizes.
It's probably like a cheap penis sleeve that he just bore a little bit deeper.
Even comes in Latino.
It's an odd statement.
I'm just reading what it says on the website. White, tan, Latino, brown, black. You can get it. Anything you need.
So, he probably had one of those things. Do you think he made his own?
Yeah, I do.
Like a homemade
wiener?
I guess. Just like...
You have to secure that really well so it doesn't fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even do him any good.
Did not.
No.
3 years in prison. Up to 3 years in prison. And then, so tomorrow we'll find out. But they haven't revealed his name or his mugshot or anything like that. Belgium does stuff a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Sure, I guess. It's a tale as old as time. You're backed up.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Constipated.
Scary. Alarming.
Can't move the bowels.
Stressful.
Hurts. So what do? You shove a 16-inch eel up there to try and...
Oh, I got to get that eel on there.
I knew it was going to be an eel.
Try and move stuff along.
Come on.
That's why I didn't play What's Up His Ass with this, because eel's generally the go-to one.
It's always an eel.
There's always an eel up their ass. I don't understand.
Always.
Now, is this one, did he put one of those eels that make the slime?
He says that he inserted a 16-inch eel into his backside to treat his constipation. And he nearly died because of it. The live fish tore through his intestines, finally died up in him, and got stuck in his abdomen for a week before he went to see anyone. This guy in his 50s used the creature to solve his bowel problems. Apparently, this is an old folk remedy.
Oh, my God.
This is an old ancient Asian remedy. Shove an eel up there, get your poop out.
Yeah.
The news came to light after the man sought medical attention at the Hongjiang Hospital in Dongguan, Guangdong, due to severe abdominal pain.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Hongjiang Hospital in Dongguan, Guangdong.
Okay.
He fully recovered, thankfully, after medics were able to remove the dead fish from his belly during emergency surgery. That must have smelled lovely. It's your colon to begin with.
That's your problem right there.
There's pictures.
Look, there it is.
That's when they got it out. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what an ass eel looks like. You can check it up there.
There are eels that make their own slime.
So if the thought is they slime it up, it'll slip out?
It'll slip out.
Oh. That's a bad thought.
You ever seen that when they've got like bunches of them together and they reach in and grab them? It's just all like...
I haven't.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Someone needs to send them some laxatives.
Well, they need to do, like, PSAs and be like, do not put ears in your butthole.
They just
can't help it. You got to stop.
Yeah.
So he underwent an emergency abdominal operation after his condition became life-threatening. Surgeons were shocked to discover the dead eel because he didn't give them the heads up.
Right.
During the procedure, they detected there was an eel. It had completely entered his abdominal cavity and was already dead. The man's organ had been severely infected and filled with waste matter.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
The medics removed the 16-inch creature after opening up the belly, and that's when the patient confessed that he inserted it into his eel after hearing it was a great constipation relief effort.
I keep looking at this blurry eel here, and I think my vision is going.
Yeah, that's not good. It's like changing your whole perspective.
You're like, oh man, I can't see anymore.
I can't see it.
Where are my glasses?
No, then just look around, and you're fine. Yeah, you can read the letters. I get what you're saying. I don't know why it's so fuzzy. maybe they blurred it out on purpose.
I think they blurred it out. I bet it was a little gross.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah, the patient confessed he inserted the live eel into his rear in a bid to treat his long-term constipation after hearing that it was a folk remedy that would work. The eel entered his body through his anus and rectum and quickly tore a hole in the colon.
What an ordeal.
Well, it just makes me think about ancient China, and those guys were getting a lot of stuff done, but with eels in their butts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hopefully there's someone on the other end holding on to it.
I don't know. They should tether it because it's going to swim all the way wherever it wants to go.
The man was treated in intensive care for 3 days and then discharged. Man, Asians are shoving everything up. There was just a chopstick like a week or two ago, right? Some Asian dude shoved a chopstick up there.
The fact that he's old and was able to do that himself is wild, right?
That is the part I don't get. And I don't want to ever see it in action. I don't. But how do you make an eel get into your beehole?
You just open that thing up and...
That's what I'm saying, but how did he...
Like, how do you force it in there?
I think
it
would go.
You think its instinct is to go in?
It'll swim up,
I think its instinct is to go as soon as it's open.
But the thing is getting it open. You got an eel in one hand. Mm-hmm. You got your other free hand to open up...
Chuck, mm-hmm. Stargate. There's no way. I can guarantee there's no way an eel could get
in my
beehole.
I think you do it in a bathtub.
I think it could.
You know, you do it in a bathtub. You recreate the eel's natural environment.
Oh, I see.
Coax it into that cave.
James has thought of that. Holy smokes.
Coax it into the cave.
Mr. Eel, go in your home.
Come on.
I think cave. You're underestimating how, like, what happens with repeated use of that area back there.
Oh, the widening of said rectum?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
I just would think it would have to be rigid to get up inside you, not a...
I don't think so. I don't think... And who knows? I've never held an eel. I think they have a spine. So
no, they have bones, but so they're like a snake, probably.
Yeah, they're like a snake. Like, they're more rigid, probably,
like
than
you push them more than I think.
So, yeah.
Jesus. I feel bad for eels, man.
I feel bad for anything that's up an ass.
I'm looking out for them.
They're not cute enough for anybody to care.
People are trying to bang them all the time.
People are shoving them up there.
You're not looking up eel porn, are you?
I'm looking up slimy eels.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. At least it's not eel porn.
I think there's an eel somewhere that whenever it has its little electric shock, it tweets. They got it set up so that it tweets. It's at some zoo or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like it tweets it out.
Right, yeah. Every time it has like its electric thing and its powers that it's got, then it sends out a tweet. And it's like,
You know what it might be? It might be a hagfish.
I have seen that. So it's a bunch of fish and it's a clear slime, right?
Yeah, but like the fish look like eels.
Oh, I've never seen that. I don't prefer that.
It's a slime eel.
Jesus.
I don't like it.
Eel-a-ria.
I have a bad case of eel-a-ria. I have a bad case of eel-a-ria.
That is, listen, I don't know how long I'd have to be backed up, but still, I'd never consider shoving an eel up there.
It's get yourself.
Let's go to the doctor.
Just, you know.
Let's go to the doctor.
But, I mean, even if, like, the goal was I need to slime it up in there.
Mm-hmm. Jelly.
Something not alive that's going to tear through you.
I'm just glad that is not the remedy for constipation here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's vegetable oil. I'd be like, it's going to be, I'm bummed out. I don't even want to do show tonight.
Oh, man.
I got to get in the bathtub. And I got to coax an eel into my butt because I'm constipated.
Oh, that sucks. Huh?
It's going to be a tough one, dude.
It's going to be a rough Tuesday. I'm not excited about that.
I know.
So good luck with that eel, dude.
I wish they had a better way.
That's the only way we know.
That's the last time I eat so many hamburgers.
It's the way of the ancients.
You're right. Thankfully, we don't have to coax eels into our beeholes.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a man in the bathtub trying to get an eel inside.
Spreading myself.
You'd hate to see it.
Yep, you hate to do it.
Yeah, true. You really hate to do it. Hate to be a part of any of it. So luckily he's fine, though. So he is out of the hospital now and recovering. But yeah, you're right. Let's get some PSAs out there to the Asian folks and let them know there are other ways to move your bowels as opposed to live eels.
Always in rural China.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's still belief there. They still believe in the older
probably the hospital is like 4,000 miles away.
Yeah, they don't have access to anything.
You gotta literally hold on to the top of a train to get there.
But yet they could just get an eel, no problem.
Someone makes a point. I bet he used a funnel. I guess that would make it easier, right? If you funneled your beehole.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Right down the funnel, right into you.
A butt funnel.
Shoot. Butt funnel.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.